On the other side of these cards are the pictures of three politicians. Here are some clues as to who they are. All three supported radical cap-and-trade legislation that would destroy American jobs and drive up energy costs. Our small businesses are drowning in regulation, and Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin is only making things worse, voting for the government takeover of our health care that hits our small businesses and families with over $500 billion in new taxes, one of the biggest tax increases in history. We all know about Obama's failing economy. We've had a front row seat to watch as promised jobs never materialized. Retirement savings evaporated, and fear replaced hope. But Obama didn't do it alone. He needed help from accomplices like Debbie Stabenow. Where does Mark Critz stand on repealing Obama's radical health care bill?
I don't support repeal of the bill.
A bill that drastically cut seniors' Medicare.
I don't support repeal.
And raises taxes and leads to long waits to see a doctor.
I don't support repeal of the bill.
Mark Critz. Now we know whose side he's on, and it's not ours. Imagine a sleepy little American town where hope has been replaced by fear. Welcome to a place where one president's failed policies really hit home. Welcome to Obamaville. All over Michigan, the great debate is raging. What makes Debbie Stabenow the worst senator ever? You can join the debate by visiting worstsenator.com and vote why you think Debbie Stabenow is the worst Michigan senator ever. And the great debate goes on. In one corner, there's online giants like Amazon. In the other, Pennsylvania small businesses. But it's an unfair fight. Local retailers are forced to collect sales tax, while Amazon's not. And since most people don't know they still owe the tax, Amazon's unfair advantage hurts local businesses, hurts jobs, and means less state dollars to fund our kids' education. Tell them to give Pennsylvania small businesses and our children a fighting chance. September 11th, 2012. Four Americans, including U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens, are tragically killed in the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. And Secretary of State Hillary Clinton blames it all on a video.
We've seen rage and violence directed at American embassies over an awful internet video that we had nothing to do with.
But now, it's coming out that Hillary Clinton knew the real truth all along. Join patriots all across America who are demanding that Hillary Clinton start telling us the truth about Benghazi by visiting patriotvoices.com. Patriot Voices, your voice multiplied by a million.